You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah! Yo, what's going on? This is Cypher Sum, and I have right here with me my boy
DeAndre.
Yo, Masenko son.
My bad, I'm smoking right now. But yeah, today we're gonna go over some topics, and so first topic is, does body count matter?
Alright.
What's your take on it? What's some experiences that you got? Does body count matter?
All right, so I'm gonna start off.
I don't know. Honestly, personally, for me, at 25 years old, I feel like body count. For me personally, body count don't matter. Like, if we getting together, if we talking, I don't want to know about your past. I don't want to know what you got going on, because the last thing I want to do is run into a nigga that was drilling you. Run into a nigga that was fucking drilling your throat. Like, I don't want to know about it. Like, if I don't know about it, I'm gonna be good.
That's exactly where I'm at. It's like, you should be able to do whatever you want in your sexuality and stuff like that. I don't know. Some niggas are like, man, she better be a fucking virgin and shit like that. And it's like, that's hella unreasonable. At 25 years old, you're fucking tripping.
Okay. Check this out. At 25 years old, you being a virgin is not only not a reality, but how the fuck is that a preference? Why would you want to go after somebody who can't fuck? She don't know how to suck dick. None of that. I don't want to be your first time. At 25 years old, you still want to be somebody's first.
That actually makes sense, yeah, but like, just take people for who they are.
But it's like, okay, like, do you does it matter to the point where, okay, so say it was a point where you married, you got your wife, y'all got three kids, y'all never ever talked about body count, and then a few years down the line, body count just comes up as like a topic, and she's like, babe,
like
50 niggas.
I fuck
50 niggas.
I'm in the triple digits, to be honest. And I fucked a few niggas. It's like,
and I was on the hub for a while. Oh, would that be a problem?
No.
Yes, nigga. What are you talking about?
That would be a problem for you?
Oh my. If she fucked 50 niggas, bro, I'm just like, I mean, even if you were like to sit down and really think about it, bro. You feel me? Like, it's just like, it's like, damn. You know what I mean? Like, bars kind of low, nigga. You feel me? Like, hell shit. Nah. Like, anybody can get it. It's fucking...
Hell nah.
It's but free. That's your wife. You got three kids.
No, but I'm saying is her bars fucking...
But okay, but look, though, okay? What if her telling you answers so many questions? Like, she's like, yo, babe, like, my body count 50. And you like, damn. No wonder you suck dick so crazy. Yeah. And you like, wait. No wonder the first time you gave me head, you did the rusty trombone with the tongue in the ass.
Yeah.
And a jerk from the front.
No wonder you taught me how to eat ass.
Nah, that's bro.
You taught me, bitch. You ate my ass first. And you sitting there. Oh, don't start because I got somebody.
But, oh, my God.
And you sitting there like... Bitch, you ate my ass.
She's over here talking about smell my finger.
No, fuck all that.
Okay, but look though, she faithful. Like, doesn't matter. Like, if you had 100 niggas before me and it made you like this crazy sex beast now, I don't care.
Yeah.
Nah,
I don't care.
No. Fuck that.
She nasty.
Bruh.
It's good.
You know what's going on right now? Fucking Riley Reed. You know?
Riley Reed. Okay, look. So, you know how niggas is all on the topic of, like, BBLs and getting all their titties done and all that shit. Riley Reed is the perfect example of, if you know what you're doing, none of that matters, nigga. The bitch is 100 pounds. 100 pounds. I done seen videos of the bitch goggling like 3 sausages.
Yeah. You saw the video? She was smiling and giggling. It was like 10 black niggas. And she was holding her on her shoulder like that.
So what I'm trying to say, bro. Okay. So, because, I mean, she's trending on Twitter. Not because she's getting, like, you know, she's getting married. But it's just the things around.
Okay, let me ask y'all this question. Would y'all marry a porn star?
Damn.
If that's the love of my life.
A known porn star. Like, no matter where you go, niggas and females are going to know who she is. But check this out. Check this out. Here's the icing on the cake. She ain't been in the game for a year.
Okay.
The only thing she's been doing is OnlyFans for the past year. Not a single dick in sight.
Okay.
And she's 100% faithful. But you know her past, and everybody who sees her knows of her past. So, with that knowing, would you marry a porn star?
I feel like that comes down to you being okay with yourself. And I would say I could deal with that.
I agree.
I could deal with that.
I feel like that comes with your security as a man.
Yeah, because it's like everybody saw my girl get like triple penetrated. She got fucked in her pee hole.
But it's like niggas, okay. It's like it wouldn't matter for me because it's like, for one, you definitely don't want to be the nigga who got a girl nobody looking at. Nobody breaking. Ain't nobody. Imagine going into a room with your girl and nobody look at her. Ain't you going to be like, damn, I got an ugly ass bitch.
They're just like, hey, what's up, nigga?
They're like, hey, what's up, Dre? And they look at your girl like, This nigga.
They don't even address her or anything. Just like, hey, they say it to her face. It's all right. If that's what makes you happy, bro. Whatever makes you happy, bro. You can do whatever you want, bro. I'm here for you.
Yeah, I'm like
support you, bro.
Like personally, like if you all about me, I don't care. Like if we going out to places and niggas like, yo, didn't that bitch give a nigga the rusty trombone and gave that nigga the. $5,000.
Like, yeah, she's giving me that.
She's
shit.
Giving me that. So the head your wife is giving you, you know for a fact, my bitch is sucking dick better.
She's looking at her videos for the research.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you getting your dick sucked by your wife looking at my wife on Pornhub. Okay, I win.
She hawking loogies and shit.
She hawking loogies. She hawking loogies. Like, come on. Okay,
she making a smoothie on my penis.
And it's like, I don't know, dude. Personally, I wouldn't mind. I'm secure as a man. Like, yo, if you cheat on me, like, damn. But if you don't, nigga, you got the ultimate holy grail, dog.
All right, so we're going to go from porn stars. I have this question right here. What if at one point in your marriage, say you and your significant other have been married for 20 years, and she said, "Hey, you're not cutting it anymore. I'm gonna need you to find me something." How would y'all feel about that?
Wait, find her what?
Like you gotta be a cuck.
Oh.
Like I gotta go find her some other dick.
Yeah, she's gonna find dick, and she's like, "Hey, I'm gonna find some dick. Is it okay with you?" Like she hits you with that.
Honestly, question. Okay. Honestly, that's a crazy question. Because I was on social media or some shit the other day, and I had seen that crazy things that people have done for their exes to make them happy was a guy let his girl go out and get fucked to make her happy, and then a girl admitted to letting her man go out and cheat to make him happy. Personally, unless we have kids together, there's no emotion I can have somebody that will overcome betrayal. Like, I couldn't see you get fucked and still love you. That sounds crazy as hell.
I think they made a movie about that. I think it was called Hall Pass. You know? So it was like, I think, you know, like whatever they were trying to do, like be funny with the whole, you know, like school thing. But they were saying, like, oh, you got a week to do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. And the woman can have a week to do whatever she wants to do.
Okay, would you be okay? Okay, so here's my question. Mm-hmm. Would you give your wife a hall pass if she gave you a hall pass? Would you want a hall pass with somebody that you may change her last name and commit her loyalty to you? Would you give her a hall pass? Would you be okay with your knowing that your woman is going to get fucked by another man? Okay. Regardless of what you going to do, would you be okay knowing that?
There's two sides to this one. So one, if I love this person that much, like, you have to take it there. If I love this person that much, maybe I'll think about it. But, like, for them to even ask you for a hall pass, they probably are already talking to hella other niggas. So it's like...
Okay, I feel like it works both ways. For her to ask you is like, fuck. But it's like, for you to tell her, she can be like, damn.
She's gonna be like, damn, really?
Damn, nigga, like... You trying to go fuck another bitch? Okay, but it's like, as a man, honestly being honest, because this is the judgment-free zone, as a man, it's like, damn, okay, cool. Of course you would want to go do something else while you still have a significant other, but as a man, you have to think of the same exact scenario from your woman's point of view. Mm-hmm. Like we could do that and just have no emotion, but it's like you gonna be sitting there like obviously you gonna be like, nah, hell no, you're not gonna do that shit, what the fuck? But she be like, wait, nigga, didn't you just go do that shit?
Did that. Let me do that shit.
And you be like, oh no, hell no, no, ain't nobody gonna fuck you. But it's like, but cold. My nigga, that's you
cold.
Just
that's cold as fuck.
That's a double standard. I hate that shit.
It's a big double standard. But then Here's something that niggas always say. They always say, oh, men cheat for different reasons than women. How do y'all feel about
that? I agree. Okay, look. So, Hold on, okay, so look. Let's this topic right here. Is it worse when a woman cheats or when a man cheats? And why?
I think it's worse when a
woman cheats. Because I got some good shit for this one. Go ahead.
I think it's worse when a woman cheats.
Why?
I mean, like, if you really think about it, bro, like, you know what I mean? Like, even, like, the average woman or something, she got, like, hella different dudes in her DMs. Hella different dudes that she's curving. You know what I mean? And when you're in, like, a relationship, you're just thinking, like, damn, like, you're probably curving every motherfucking body or some shit, right?
Okay, so look, to add on to that, I've always heard men cheat when they can, women cheat when they want to.
That's what I was about to say.
Go ahead. So, before I forget, it's because when a man cheats, like men, we could be in a situation, whether you a player or whatever, even players got to talk themselves up. Even players, we can dress ourselves up, whatever, look good before we go to a club. We don't know if we finna go out and get some ass. Mm-hmm. We don't know. We with the boys. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A female knows if she finna go out and give up some pussy.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, because she has to give it up.
Like, nigga, you gonna be sitting there like, yeah, I'm saying, I'm just here by myself. And if a girl like, yo, and you gonna be sitting there like,
what?
this doesn't happen often. Okay. And it's like, when a woman cheats, it's emotion involved. They cheat. Like, she gotta get to know the nigga.
Yeah.
Like, when your girl cheat, she didn't bump into this nigga. She been talking to this nigga.
But then... I feel like there's another thing with that. I feel like you would never really know. Because I feel like there are some women out there who just like niggas the way how we like women. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's women like that.
But you feel I truthfully feel like women could be players. Yeah, they could be super duper like, cool players.
It's fine as fuck, like that. But I'm saying, like, but with the mind of a male... It's like, I'm going to automatically think, damn, this nigga had to use his game to talk to you the whole time for him to even get close.
Yeah.
Because I worked really hard.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of like, you would never know really, because what if it was just like, oh, I saw the nigga, I wanted to fuck him, fuck it.
And then look, you know what's so crazy? Women can easily casually have high body counts because they can deal with the comfortability of people just simply not knowing. Like, if you don't know, I'm cool with it. Like you could be sitting there talking to a female and you can sit there talk. Like, how many times you heard, I don't usually do this. Hey, you sitting there like, you don't usually give it up this fast, bitch. I'm not shit. And I'm finna hit on the first day. Imagine if you met a nigga that was really about his shit.
My drawers got dookie stains in them.
Bitch, I got a dirty ass booty. I got a dirty ass booty and you finna let me hit on the first night? And it's like,
I'm wearing Crocs. No, I'm playing.
And it's like, bitch, my credit score fucked up. And it's like, I don't know.
I'm not him.
I definitely 100% feel that it's worse when a woman cheats. It's worse because when a man, like, I know cheating is 100%, 1,000% bad. It's like, shit, I know most niggas that'll be down for their nigga more down than they female. And it's like, cool. How can you be more loyal to somebody who done seen your dick on soft? Like, ain't no trust deeper than that. The only person, like, come on. How many people to see you on soft, nigga? Stop it.
Yeah, nah.
Not that many.
No one's seen that.
Ain't nobody seen it on soft, nigga. Shut up.
No one's seen that shit. You gotta be a special type of girl.
Niggas will get themselves started in the bathroom and come out like, babe, it's just like this.
That's just how it goes.
Bitch, my shit like this flaccid, bitch.
So why is it touching your belly button?
I mean, and it's like
a health condition.
For real, bro. And it's like, it's crazy because it's like, yo, like nowadays, 100,000% feel if you find you a down ass woman, she'll be more down for you than any of your niggas. Easy.
Okay. I mean, that's facts.
100,000.
But then, definitely. But then, once you break up with your girl, who's gonna be there? The boys. But like, I don't know.
The boys. Facts.
The boys.
That's facts, but still, like, you'll choose your boy over your girl.
No, I wouldn't choose my my boy's not gonna suck my dick. Yo! What? 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 What?
I know, but like, this is the first thing
like,
you went to.
Like, bro, like, what's the, like, I can't be down for somebody more than the person who makes me coon. You know what I mean?
Honestly, but it really should be who makes you happier. But like, niggas is just horny all the time, so it's like, yeah, if talking to you is not gonna get me some pussy. Mm. So I'm talking to my girl. Get the fuck out of here.
I know, but what I'm saying is...
And plus, it's like, shit, there's plenty of things you can tell your woman that you can't tell your boys.
Oh, yeah. You can't be into it with your feminine side with your boys, because your boys will be like, get that gay shit out of here, bro.
But look, you saying get that gay shit out of here, let's talk about toxic masculinity. Oh my god.
And misogyny. All men are trash. No, I'm playing.
So, what? Okay, so let's identify some forms of toxic masculinity. One thing I know for a fact is as a man from a young age, we're taught to don't cry, suck it up, don't share your feelings. And then you end up having, and then it's like you have all these young black men in jail because when we go through stuff, we don't know how to express it because we're taught not to.
Yeah.
If something hurt us, we were told to keep it in because showing that we're vulnerable makes you weak.
Yeah.
And all that does is create hypersensitive men who, when they explode, they don't know how to handle it. And that's why you have all these niggas killing each other for nothing. Fighting for nothing. Niggas just get this rage and they've never known how to cope with it. and it just be creating fucked up ass situations. And it's like, I feel like as a man, you really have to be like just 100% vulnerable and open about so many things. Like, what do you guys think?
You should be very open about everything. Toxic masculinity is out here, honestly. Like, man, there's so many things that men do that we just do because we're guys, but that's not how it's supposed to be. Like, all we do is talk about pussy and getting bitches and stuff like that. Bro, not every man is getting that much pussy.
Hey, okay, so look, to be honest with you, it's funny you say that because I'll be in the same situation because it's like I'm married. So it's like the only person I'm with at all times is just my woman. And it's like all that other shit, like talking to bitches and shit, I don't be on that hype at all. So it's like when I'm around men, talking about hoes and bitches is like definitely not a subject I can ever get on. Because it's like, for one, everybody know who my partner is. So it's like, obviously you can't put your number one on Front Street. Yeah. And it's like, I can't like, damn nigga, can we talk about stocks, investments, and putting ourselves in position? Like, niggas would be sitting there talking about bitches and pussy all the time. Like, nigga, this is not high school. Like,
yeah,
nigga, we almost 30, nigga.
You still talking about, bro, I fucked this one. Bro, you remember this girl
from high school? Bro, you remember that bitch from high school? Nigga, I fucked that bitch yesterday, nigga.
She don't look the same, but yeah.
Nigga,
yeah.
I know she got a kid and she got a pudge. Nigga, I'll grab that pudge with my lips.
I think toxic masculinity in itself, you know, like even incorporated to, you know, how we view it now, it's kind of messed up because, you know, we really think about, like, you know, hell, you can think about any rapper, your favorite rapper or whatever, you know what I mean? Rapping about anything. And what is he always talking about, you know? Like, you know,
pussy, gun, bitches, guns.
All kinds of shit, right? But it's like, you know, it's like to prove a point, I guess, you know. But I find it funny because, I don't know, like, I don't know if he's even getting older.
It's funny you say that because, so, like, I feel like music is a huge impact on that because you got, like, I feel like dating in this universe right now is so complicated because girls feel like they can be players now and then guys feel like they can be players and being faithful is weak and having a kid before you married is a normality. And it's like everybody is just in so many just like fucked up ass situations.
Times have changed, I guess.
Times have changed, man.
Like, nigga, I remember fucking before you could take a girl out, nigga, you had to meet her dad. Meet her mom.
What?
Go to her house. Nigga.
Well, I actually never heard that.
What? Nigga, well, I was a gentleman, nigga.
It's like I'm a gentleman, but like I never knew about meeting the parents. I thought that's for later.
Not like, yo, before I take your daughter out, at least your parents want to know what I'm look like, so I'm not fucking, like, I don't know, a serial killer or some shit.
That's true.
You feel me?
You have to, like, put in, like, a lot more, you know what I mean, like, effort and, you know, the things that we had to do. And I feel like, you know, like, this, our growing society is kind of on that not so effortless. I'll tell you something right now. Like, I remember, like, basic training back in, like, 2012 or something. So, we did all our training. It was fine and whatever. And then they incorporated, like, some new rules and regulations and all kinds of shit. And then we found out about, like, a squadron. I think the north of our squadron, but it was like called Disneyland because it had all the new shit, everything, every, you know, whatever. And then since, you know, fast forward into the future, COVID hit, they cut basic training down to like 7 weeks or something, you know, instead of like the 8 weeks. Wearing masks, they didn't have to do a lot of the shit that they were, you know, like it's kind of a rite of passage. But I don't know. I feel like even, you know, the government, the state, you know, It's just kind of just softening, like, you know, softening apart or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
what are you talking about?
So what you're basically saying is, like, the way how people are now talking about whole toxic masculinity, all this stuff, everyone's talking about their feelings and stuff now. Everybody is soft in the world now. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, nigga, like, you just went to the government and military, like, we're talking about toxic masculinity.
I'm talking about women and men and stuff. You were talking about, bro, the military.
My bad,
bro.
Y'all, this nigga's high, okay? He high right now. This nigga.
Okay.
Wait, nigga, I'm sitting here like,
I know, bro. I was sitting here like, damn, I'm nigga, like, when are you going to start talking about bitches?
Get him. Stop him. He on the road.
Okay.
I know, that's what I was like. So that's what you're saying.
Okay, but no.
So clarify.
For real. Okay, so.
Like, get to the point, bro.
Okay, so toxic masculinity in itself helps, you know what I mean? Like, a regular dude, right? You know, achieve whatever the fuck he needs to do. You know what I mean? But how it's viewed is like, oh, like, in such a fucked up way where I feel like kind of society, like kind of canceled that shit. You know what I mean? Like, canceled the whole, like, if you have any signs of this, you're a piece of shit or whatever like that. You know what I mean? Versus, like, this is who I am as a person. You know what I mean? If I wake up every day and I'm like, you know, I gotta go, you know, crush the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, dominate my competition, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
like, that, what really pushes, like, toxic, like, you know what I mean, like, the level of toxic masculinity.
That's not really, like, toxic, though.
Yeah,
that's
like,
that's, like, really, like, you're trying to be a better person, you know?
Yeah, like, toxic masculinity is, like, has to do more so with, like, men should never cry.
I gotta have the best everything.
Fucking, like,
I gotta have 10 bitches. I gotta treat on my girl.
Yeah, I gotta treat my girl like shit. Like, bro, like, kid you not, bro. Like, toxic masculinity is like, look, I got married when I was really, really young. And I, like, my whole ideology when it comes to relationship is, you make me want to be a better person. You make me want to do more with myself, and you make me want to achieve more for us. So it's like, when you have that person that initiates and they become like that battery to drive you, it's like, shit, that's all that matters. Like, for me, like, every bitch got pussy, every bitch got ass, every bitch got titties. Nigga, you can go on your Instagram explore page right now and refresh your page 10 times, nigga. You'll see a bitch with ass and titties, bro, and it'll never be the same bitch.
It's softcore Pornhub.
It's softcore Pornhub. So it's like, how could you cheat on somebody who makes you more valuable as a person based on how somebody makes you feel in that one moment? I promise you, nigga, what I tell all my partners all the time is, if you with somebody and you ever feel like cheating, jack off, nigga. Jack off. By the time you bust that nut, you're not going to be thinking about another bitch, I promise. Post-nut
clarity.
Post-nut clarity.
It's real.
Post-nut clarity.
It's real.
Okay.
Niggas be sitting there like, oh, nigga, my girl not home, nigga. I'm finna go text the bitch, nigga.
Like, ooh, yeah.
Nigga, as soon as you start thinking like that, nigga, that's temptation. You know who want to put their dick in hella bitches? Little niggas, bro. Young niggas. Like, regardless of the situation, it's like, I don't know, like, putting my dick in hella females would never make me feel valuable as a man. It's like, putting my dick in few based on how qualified these women were is cool. Like, it's like, okay, Steve, you fuck 1,000 bitches. Okay, look, I'll give you a situation. My cousin called me. I ain't gonna say his name because he probably listened to my podcast. He probably don't. He called me. He like, hey, cuz, I just had a threesome, nigga, with two bitches, nigga. Nigga, get at me, nigga. I'm sitting here, I'm like, cuz, but you just got out of jail and you ain't got no car and no job. And you had a threesome with two bitches? I'm like, cuz, tell me about the bitches. He showed me one little light-skinned one. She got little beady eyes. I'm like, okay, she cool. But I'm like, but wait, she drive her mama car. She live with her mama and she don't got a job. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, okay, what about the other girl? He was like, well, I mean, shit. She popped pills and her brain kind of fucked up, but nigga, she got ass. So I'm like, nigga, so you had a threesome with two very low qualified bitches. What's their credit score? Do these bitches got primary care doctors?
Yeah,
dude. Like, cool, you fucked two bitches, but it's like, what was the quality of these bitches?
Do they have a retirement plan?
Yeah, bro, like.
Is their diet good?
How do they eat? Are they vegan? Do they go to church? I don't know. Like, what's your value?
You're just a fuck. You're just horny. Like, you're just horny at that point.
At that point, bro, beat your dick, focus on something else. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, bro, I promise you, you'll go out, boom, get that ass. You're going to be sitting there like, oh my God, what did I do? What did I do? And how many situations do niggas lose the best thing that ever happened to them and be all fucked up on the net crying?
Because they corny.
Shit, man.
Just corny.
Oh, God.
Cornballs.
Real corny. Corny and corny.
Real corny.
That's fucked up.
Real corny.
You don't got it like that, man. You know, it doesn't even need to be like that.
I'm relighting this shit. I'm so good.
Honestly, like, fucking... I don't get why it's looked at as such a treasure, to be honest. Like, just being able to just fuck 1,000 bitches. It's like,
It's the music. All these niggas don't realize that they passively trying to be like all these rap niggas, but all the rap niggas they like is married with a kid, with babies on the way. PNB Rock married with a kid. T Grizzly married with a kid. Lil Durk. Got a girl. Fucking Moneybagg Yo. Got a girl. Made a song about her. G Herbo. Got a girl.
All these niggas
want to be like got girls. And it's like, you dogging bitches for what? Like, for what? Like, nigga, you know what's so crazy to me? I got partners that say they done fucked so many bitches they feel nothing. What? You don't feel nothing? Niggas say they just bust nuts and it's like... Another day, bro.
Honestly, busting nuts feels good, and once you start feeling nothing, I feel like you lost a part of yourself.
No, as a man, busting nuts is the best thing. And could you imagine if the best thing was no longer the best thing because you have it so often, so it's not all that great?
That's gluttony.
That's gluttony. It's the overuse and the overabuse of something. The like fucking hell, like you don't know how good it feels to just know. Every inch, crevice, nook, cranny of your partner, and y'all just do everything hella crazy. Like, nigga, you not gonna meet a bitch tonight and she gonna eat your ass.
Yeah.
You gotta build up to that.
Okay? Unless you're a ball player.
Unless you're a ball player, like, you got cheese, or you just really got that mouthpiece. Like, everything you really wanna do, like, come on, bro. What you really doing? You just, like...
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, what's the life right now for a single man? I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. You really gotta like build up to
life for.
Wanna hit this, Dre?
I'm sorry. I'm good.
All right.
I'm good. But life is. I'm single. As fuck, holla at me. But
what's your Instagram? Tell them.
My Instagram is _ Flex Kavana. FlexKavana.
Oh,
holla at me.
Ooh.
But what I'm saying is, like, I'm a single man, and honestly, I feel like I have been through it. Like, I'm just like, yo, I'm trying to fuck with this bitch right here. I'm trying to fuck with this woman here. Trying not to have that toxic masculinity in me. But I'm just saying, like, yo, I've been trying to mess with different females and stuff like that. Sometimes at the same time, it's like, yo, does that really matter? Because I look at my peers that are actually doing stuff that's better for them, and I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers is investing their money, they got good jobs, they got their own place, all this stuff. I'm just like, what am I doing?
Look,
what am I doing with my life?
Look, bro, see.
I'm just horny. Nothing to go for it.
See, look, bro, I can attest to that 1,000% because it's like, so look, I'll talk to my single friends, and my agenda be... Oh, me and my woman gonna open a joint account to put more money into to stack for a house. I'm gonna work extra money so she can focus on her career and do this. And it's like, we can actually, like, everything we doing is to build closer, But it's like when I'm talking to my single partners, it's like, bro, I'm losing weight because I come home to a cooked meal. I come home to food and everything made.
And you're saving money.
And I'm saving money, you feel me? I get my lunch made for me so I could take it to work. And it's like, I talk to my single partners who, yeah, they fuck hella bitches. They getting fat because they work a lot so they can't cook when they get home. They eat out when they get home. They eat out when they're at work because they're so tired they wake up late, so they eat out at work. So all the love of fucking busting nuts all the time, like sometimes they'd be like, damn, bro, at the end of the day, I'm lonely. Yeah, I don't really have anyone.
I believe that.
All these bitches I got, I don't really have anyone.
No. I can feel that. Because, you know, like, you know, you can, at the end of the day, man, on God, you know, you can fuck A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way up, you know, to the whole fucking alphabet. And you're going to feel, like, empty or some shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're gonna feel empty because it's like, you know, when you're with someone special, you know, like, you know, relationship or, you know, anything, you know.
You just feel better.
You feel a lot better.
It's like the you're a single man, if you're single anything in life, if you don't know what's going on, you're all this stuff, you need to ask yourself, are you happy doing what you do? Is doing what you're doing right now and the things that you're thinking about, do they make you happy? Are they going to make you happy in the long run? And are they going to make you happy right now?
Yes. Okay, look. I fuck with that so tough because, look, like, to keep it 1,000 with you, I really had to get over the toxic masculinity of not sharing how I felt with my woman. So I really had to take a step back and focus on my happiness. Because, for one, I feel like as a person, as a man, as a human being, as an individual, I feel like to really step into the path of success, it doesn't come from money. It comes from how happy you are with yourself and how you feel every single day.
Right.
You don't care about judgment. You don't give a fuck about what nobody got to say. Like, it's so crazy, bro, because motherfuckers will meet me and they'll be like, oh, bro, why are you so this person? Why are you such a huge personality? Because, bro, honestly, to keep it 100,000% with you, I don't give a fuck what nobody got to think about me.
I fuck with that, too. I'm really on that.
You know
shit.
Why?
I'm really on that.
You know why? Because nobody pay my bills. At the end of the day, when me and my mama was starving, nobody was giving us money. Nobody was helping us out. Nobody was taking us to school. So it's like, how can I care about what somebody who don't know what I've been through think about me?
Yeah,
motherfuckers be so insecure because of what the next nigga doing. Bro, do you know what it feel like to not give a fuck? Because you happy bro, with yourself,
bro,
and you just in your own atmosphere doing your own thing.
I think J. Cole said that shit in a lyric one time. He said, what you eat don't make me shit, and who you fuck don't make me cum.
Yes.
You know? That's
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What you do don't affect me. And it's so crazy because motherfuckers will be in constant competition with each other and not really realize it. But it's like, if you really sit there and think to yourself, damn, nobody was birthed from my mom, grew up, found out they had a brother, grew up and went through the same lifestyle I did. I didn't go through what you went through. He didn't go through what you went through. So how can I judge what I got going on with what you got going on? The reality of it is, we 3 years older than Kylie Jenner. The bitch is a billionaire. But it's like, how can I trip off that? Kylie Jenner's dad was an Olympic gold medalist. Mm-hmm. Her mom was like a fucking actress. Her sister fucking starred in like the craziest video that we've all seen that really took their family off. Her family did all these things. My parents had me young. I grew up with my mom in an abusive household. I sometimes got to see my dad and my grandma. And then it's like I really had to just teach myself. So it's like, how can I give a fuck about Kylie Jenner when She ain't go through what I went through.
Yeah.
Or it's like, why do I care about what this motherfucker's doing? Well, all these people who are doing them, they're really doing them. They don't give a fuck about us.
No.
No one really gives a fuck about us except us. So really, you shouldn't be looking at, oh, this person does their shit like this. I want to have it like that. Or this motherfucker rides a Benz. I want to ride a Benz. No, you need to worry about what the fuck you're doing, because you're the only one that's got you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
100%. I agree. I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, no matter what level of success, you know, you achieve, like, you know, there's always going to be, like, someone better looking, you know. Or
always somebody more successful. Somebody who wake up earlier than you. Yeah. Somebody who does more than you, more than them, more than who they're watching. There's always somebody better. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, if I know for a fact, if I look at Steve, Steve's looking at Dre, Dre's looking at me, I'm looking at him, and it's if I know that's what's going on, if I'm looking at you, then it's like, bro, once you really sit there and you realize, damn, everybody's time comes. There's somebody for everybody. There's a time and a place for everyone. We all have our own stories.
Yeah.
You'll make it one day. Your level of success has nothing to do with the next person, and what they do has nothing to do with what you got going on. Mm-hmm. And it's like, once you realize that and you comfortable with what you got going on, bro, and you realize the position that I am in life is not permanent, it's all temporary, because I'm gonna be here. If you guys, you know what Manifest Destiny is.
No, yes, yeah, yeah. I didn't learn it the right way. I just know that shit is
that's what? Mine. I'm just, bro, Manifest Destiny is you think, therefore you are, therefore you become. If you act rich, talk rich, you hang out with rich people, therefore you will be rich. You hang around. You ever heard the saying, everybody flocks with who they flock with? Like, doctors hang out with doctors. Hang out with full broke niggas, you gonna be the fifth. You hang out with full rich niggas, you gonna be the fifth.
Oh, okay. So what I wanna say about, like, the Manifest Destiny thing, right? Even like the history of the origin, you know, what it came from, what it's like, its meaning is, you know, you just already explained, like, you know, its meaning, but, like, you know what I mean? To its application, it's like Manifest Destiny. What the fuck did Manifest Destiny do?
Where did you learn that phrase from?
All right, so all this is really good. I think we're going to cut it short, stop it, and then we can record like a whole second episode. And then that one could be posted later. So this could be like a two-part thing, because it's getting look good, but it's getting hella long. Yeah. So we're going to keep going with this, and then we could cut it here, and then we could make another one that's more darker. Okay. So y'all could keep going.
Okay.
You want to get
the next topic?
Yeah, go ahead. You said, where'd you get that term?
So, like, what I'm saying, so back when we were talking about, like, you should worry about yourself, you shouldn't worry about everybody else. It kind of sucks nowadays, because back in the day, before social media and all this shit, all these handheld devices that we have before that, people were only looking at people that lived around each other. People were only looking at people from the town and stuff like that. Nobody really gave a fuck about somebody all the way in Atlanta. We live in Stockton, California. I don't give a fuck about somebody who lives in fucking Idaho.
And bro, have you even seen, like, how it's even affected the world, like, in fashion? Like, bro, like, think about, like, if you watch shows like Brandy, or like 101, like, if you see how they dressed how other people dressed. They dressed how they wanted to. There was no social media to tell them what niggas in Atlanta was wearing.
Yeah.
There was no social media to tell them what niggas in New York was rocking, what niggas in Texas was doing. Like, everybody was doing what they was doing until social media came out and became a looking glass of competition.
And everybody is copying everybody, and we have clones in this motherfucker. There's clones everywhere. Everybody looks like, you're this type of person. You're this type of person. Every girl, I'm not going to say everyone, but, like, a lot of the girls are rocking that fucking Kylie Jenner clone shit, and it's getting kind of old. But, like,
it's been old, man. What you mean?
They're bad, but, like,
honestly, bro, it's like, it's such, people are so uncomfortable with being themselves. That's why I feel like the ultimate superpower is being comfortable and loving yourself and not caring what nobody else has to be. Because you ever be around niggas that's like, damn, nigga, I need them new J's. nigga, but you just got them J's. Okay, nigga, I need the next pair. But, bro, you just asked me to borrow $50 the other day. You ain't got money like that.
Or it's like,
okay, nigga, I always need it, nigga.
Or it's like, yeah. Why do you need the latest and greatest, though?
Because people need materialistic things to add value to themselves.
Dude, you know what it was? It was like, what's that saying? People like the symbol of freedom instead of actual freedom.
That is facts.
Yeah, I had heard another one that the majority is silent and the minority is the voice. Like you know what I'm saying? Like for example, like how the mass majority of us was not on the fucking like all that Trump bullshit because everybody was hating that shit. But the minority that had the voice was the ones that went and fucked up the Capitol. Even though all of us had the ability to possibly stop that shit if we band together, we were like, that's like not really my business. So we just gonna stay out of that shit.
That Capitol shit was fucking crazy.
Dude, White folks at its finest and not a single bullet was fired.
Oh, no, they got shot. I saw the videos of them getting shot. That shit was crazy. On Twitter, they was like, rip Bozo. Fuck out of your pack watch, all this shit. I was like, God damn.
That shit
was crazy. It said, step away from the thing, barricaded building. Why are they escorting people into the Capitol? That makes zero sense. And it's all because...
Why
that's
privilege?
Probably... The cop is like, that's my cousin. I can't do that to them.
Yeah.
That's
you already know. Why privilege? They get treated way, way differently than us. Automatically. Like not even on no hateful shit. It's like... I didn't want the cops to shoot them, but it's like, how about you guys use that same idealism when it comes to us?
Yeah,
keep that like same don't energy. Shoot us like you don't shoot them.
Keep that same energy.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. I think I've seen a couple instances where like some dude in Alaska or something like that. You know, like he was a white dude or whatever, and he robbed like the police car, and then he smacked on the police like 3-4 times or something, and then at the end of the day, you know, he didn't like nothing really happened. He got arrested or whatever.
You're talking about the white dude that had fought the cop?
Yeah,
that's crazy. Bro, do you know how many videos I done seen of the cops saying, hey, stop, calm down, and he's like, no, fuck you. I done seen a video of a big hickory motherfucker waving a gun at a cop. What? You know what I'll do with this? And the cop is like, you better not.
You better not.
What? But then got shot with Skittles in their hands. Arizona's in their hands. Nothing in their hands.
It's like uniforms on, license,
bro. What are you talking
the
about,
The cop will
bro?
Go up to your window like, license and registration, please. And you'll be like, yeah, sure. Let me grab my phone real quick. Hey, He's got a gun! Every time.
Yo, I never understood that part, you know, of like, you know, police enforcement or whatever, you know. I'm not racist or like a bigot or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, you know, like, I feel like most police officers are white, right?
I feel like it's a good mix nowadays.
Good mix?
Yeah. I've met some Indian, most, Latin Americans, black cops, all kind now.
And most KKK members are white, so yeah.
No, we can get into that movie.
We can get into that another time.
No.
Oh, okay. But man, I don't even think it's like the reason that we see this police brutality and stuff like that. That's like that's a big, huge fucking problem that people are seeing. People get fucked up for no reason. But I think it's an even worse thing that people even have the thought of like danger when they see people that are supposed to protect you. That's like the number one biggest thing for me. It's like,
because I feel like the police have
agenda.
I feel like it's a bigger picture going on behind the scenes that we really don't know about.
As scary as it may seem.
Really? Like, do y'all know that y'all do know that the vaccine is not FDA approved at all, right? It's called emergency approval. So they said because it's an emergency, that's the only way that it's approved. But they're trying to say, okay, did you see what happened? Johnson and Johnson vaccine with the women and the blood clots in the brains, and it happened to six of them, so they pulled it, right? But did you see what happened to that that volcano eruption on that that small island in South America?
No.
A volcano erupted in, I can't think of the country right now, but they only rescued people who had the COVID vaccine. And everybody else was left behind on the island.
That's fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine that? As crazy as that may seem, they may not be able to enforce the vaccine, but they were able to do some shit like that. Leave people behind over the volcano. Bro, do you realize that you're more likely to die from the vaccine than you are from getting COVID? That's do you know that? Crazy. That's like, the statistic right now.
You know what? It's just
control. I saw something like that.
The statistic right now. You could die from COVID vaccine faster than COVID itself.
Shit. Wow. But I'm not a doctor. I don't know a lot about the vaccines and shit like that. I just know that you better do your research and think about it, because I told myself I'm not going to do that shit because it said emergency. This is all emergency shit. This shit is rushed as fuck. Why would I do this? And then that Johnson & Johnson popped up. I had a homie say, oh, I want the Johnson & Johnson one because I think that one would be better. It works better. It's only one shot. I'm going to get it. That's what I want right there. The Johnson & Johnson. And then I go, okay, yeah, you can do whatever you want. Motherfucker got it a couple days ago. You're getting blood clots from that shit, and you could die. It's like, chill out,
Johnson and Johnson ain't never had a steady track record. I think they even have.
Bro, the baby lotion gives baby cancer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, damn, y'all got sued for hella long. Oh, okay.
So yeah. Quick question. Would you guys get the vaccine?
Nah. Not yet.
I mean, bro.
I feel like fuck no.
I already got my second
dose. Oh, you got it already. He got a shot already. Because the military, bro, they made him get it.
Okay. So wait. Honestly, keep it a fucking 1,000 right now.
Okay.
Because my grandpa was in the military and he told me some shit. My boy's in the Marines and he told me some shit. Mm-hmm. And my boy in the Navy has told me some shit. And this is what I'm talking about. He said while he was in there, while he was going through training, they showed him videos of extraterrestrial life and their existence.
Oh, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Nigga, what are you talking about, nigga?
Don't lie.
Relax, bro.
He blurred his face out, and then he talked about it on TikTok, and he said that they took 15 men in a room at a time, and they showed them existence of extraterrestrial life. And my grandpa was a Tuskegee Airman, a black Tuskegee Airman.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. I have a picture of my grandpa in there.
Like, he was himself?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, shit.
My grandfather was also a Green Beret, Special Forces.
Damn,
yeah, bro. Yeah, my grandfather is still alive, and he has articles about him. He was really that boy. But before I go that far, even my grandfather, when he was for the Tuskegee Airmen, he had signed a document that said, hey, while you're up there, you're going to see extraterrestrial life. Mm-hmm. They've been on Earth for a while. And we know of 15 known species. So if you see them, do not report it. We know they're there. So, have you seen a video of extraterrestrial life?
Relax, bro.
What is it?
Relax.
Your tension is making my skin tingle right now.
Relax.
Your silence is answering our questions.
What are you talking about, bro?
And what was it? And then the guy in the video said that it was traumatic for some, so they had to instantly have like scientists and stuff come in to like calm some of the guys down, and some of the guys had to go through therapy, and some of them instantly had to get discharged because they got PTSD from what they saw. And it was proof of extraterrestrial life. I know y'all just seen what happened 2 days ago in LA.
What happened?
What? They literally have proven that aliens have existed. And in LA, the fucking, the government approved it.
Oh, yeah. That's
a real picture. That's a real picture. That was taken 2 days ago in the sky. It was 100% real. The government confirmed it.
I mean, this is the end of the world, guys.
It's the end of the world.
I don't know what y'all is talking about.
Damn, you really love your job, huh?
You didn't mention your name.
Huh?
You didn't mention your name. Nobody knows who you are. I'm a nobody. I just want to know what you saw. Was it them working together? Like, did you see grays? Did you see reptilians? Hey, also, another fun fact. In Battle, Los Angeles, the guy who was a 35-year retired Marine said that in Battle, Los Angeles, real lit reptilians were in that movie. Like, some of the aliens in that movie were actually real.
What the fuck?
In Battle Los Angeles. He confirmed it. And they showed him in the room.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that, bro.
Bro, honestly? How would you guys feel if an alien walked in the room right now?
I think I would be 100% ready.
You'd
be ready? I'd be 100% ready.
To do what?
You want to know why? Because... You know why? Because when I was a kid, for some reason, I used to have like these terrible, terrible dreams. And like my dreams were like so vivid, and it was dreams like me going to hell. Like I had dreams. I've seen men getting strapped to walls and getting gutted. I've seen men with goat feet pulling people out of fire. And then like the worst dream I had, I was like sitting in the all red room, and then I heard like somebody's voice call, and then out of nowhere I just start seeing people just like getting thrown into like a burning fire pit. And then like I would wake up sweating, like the dreams were like so vivid. And then the last time I had them, a glowing light, like I was in hell standing still because I was just so scared, and then the glowing light touched me. And then it was like, you've seen enough. And I never had those dreams ever again.
Damn.
So I feel like I would be ready.
Is heaven and hell a mindset?
No, heaven and hell is 100,000% real. 100,000% real.
Where is hell?
No, I mean, like, hell is...
Bro, I 100,000% believe in Hollow Earth.
Yeah, like, there's like...
Would you guys say that hell is here?
Yeah, easy. Easy. You know how many times scientists and archaeologists have been like digging in caves and caverns and like cracked open a hole, and they hear like screeching, screeching and like voices, and it's like deep, deep within the earth. Like, come on, bro. Come on. Come on. You do know the Earth's core is a hypothesis. Everything they taught us in earth science is a lie. The deepest hole that we have on the planet is in Russia. And it only goes 7 miles within the earth. And we've been digging it for over 75 years, okay? That's the deepest hole that we as humans have dug. All they know is that there's something down there. You do know the entrance is in Antarctica, right? There's a massive hole in Antarctica the size of Ireland. I'm pretty sure you know that.
I had no idea.
Relax.
Damn, you just playing dumb.
Project base jump. High jump. Project High Jump is what it's actually called. When the Americans had made a treaty to go over there, and they had took like 50 planes and 30 tanks, and they said it was just for research.
I'ma need that. I'm gonna need to look up that shit. But man, that's fucking crazy.
But hey. We got more in the next segment. You guys want to close out?
Yeah, it's been cool. My name's DeAndre. Follow me on Instagram, _FlixCavanna.
The other guy who has classified information, he does not have to mention his name anymore.
What? Yeah, we don't know that nigga.
Oh, we don't know him. Oh, he confirmed extraterrestrial life, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here tonight.
Man, I didn't say nothing about nothing, man. What are you talking about?
He was trembling. His trembling when I asked him was enough. But hey,
silence answers your questions.
But hey, you ready? We out. All
right. Peace.
Later.
Hope you guys enjoyed Cypher Something. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Ferrella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Ferrella, but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.